This is the true story of the development of a new drug. We know that in times past, drugs have been found in plants, animal glands, and even on the pantry shelf. However, since the turn of the century, most new drugs have been the result of careful testing of newly made chemicals in experimental animals. When the chemist succeeds in making a new chemical, that is exactly what he has, a new chemical, and nothing else. When this chemical is turned over to the pharmacologist, its unique effect is determined in animals. If the drug action is of interest, then various species are used to see if all animals are affected in the same way. Thus, while the original tests may be on a small animal such as the mouse or the rat, eventually the scientist in the laboratory, to prove that he has a worthwhile drug, must go to the cat and the dog, monkey, and perhaps even the chimpanzee in order to determine that this is a useful drug for use in man. A new chemical, originally developed and studied as a chemical preservative for penicillin, may reduce the need for more or larger mental hospitals. The compound shows definite promise in certain mental conditions, as well as in spastic disorders and various other nervous diseases. The actions of myonecin, or talcerol, as it is now called, were first discovered in animal experiments, which further indicated that it was safe for human use. The original experiments in mice and cats showed that the drug could prevent muscle spasms and fits, such as epileptic fits, which can ordinarily be produced by experimental means in animals. The dog was one of the species of animals used to prove that this drug was safe for use in man and animal experiments. Further work by Drs. Klaus Unna and Elwood Henneman of the University of Illinois proved that while talcerol had a specific calming effect on the nervous system of animals, it did not cause drowsiness or sleep. In experiments on the exposed brains of cats, which had been etherized with the ether, these experiments demonstrated that this specific action was on connecting nerves called neurons. A neuron is the fundamental nerve cell unit of the brain, and myonecin worked specifically on the internuncial neurons, or connecting neurons, of the brain and spinal cord. When the safety of myonecin was established, it was given to patients suffering from a variety of diseased conditions. The relaxation produced in patients with certain types of spastic disorders, for example, encouraged further study in that and an increasing number of diseases. Recently, mental patients confined at the Mantino State Hospital were treated with myonecin, or talcerol, by Drs. Letvin and Schlan. Those who received the drug cannot not as yet be considered cure, but definitely beneficial effects have been observed in the relief of tension and the improvement of marked anxiety states. We know that many types of mental disease are represented by the patients in our state mental hospitals. Some of these are there because of organic changes in the brain due to old age. Some are there because they have hallucinations, have voices talking to them, and are known as dementia praecox or schizophrenics. Some are agitated, rather wild, and are known as manic patients. Others are markedly depressed, anxious all the time, and still another group is composed of the addicts, such as the chronic alcoholic addict or the drug addict. 63 patients of the last three classes, mainly manic, depressed, and anxious patients, were tested by Drs. Letvin, Schlan, and Unna, and their report will appear in a issue soon to be printed of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Three distracted, mentally ill patients were made more relaxed and efficient by the use of myonecin or talcerol. They reported that they felt better and had none of the dope feeling which follows the use of ordinary sedatives such as the bromides, pyraldehyde, or barbiturate. In general, manic and hypomanic patients showed marked improvement. But while the psychotics, that is the dementia praecox, or those who have voices talking to them, were often better and more quiet, they still retained their schizoid ideas. In other words, the voices did not go away. When Talsarol or Mionesin was given to 30 chronic alcoholics on abstinence, which means that they are not able to get their alcohol at that time, their shaking disappeared in 30 minutes, and their anxiety and tensions were promptly relieved. This is best demonstrated by the coffee test. If one gives such a patient a cup of black coffee to drink, in his attempt to raise it to his lips, he will spill most of it down his vest or over his lap. Or a handwriting test. If one asks such a patient to write his name, he may use the entire sheet of paper in order to write his signature. Within 30 minutes after a dose of Mionesin, these alcoholics were able to write their names between the lines, were able to have coffee delivered to their lips by their own hands without spilling, and were able to go on a fruit juice diet feeling quite relaxed and without the marked jitters which they ordinarily would have had. Portal House in Chicago and a Northside Sanitarium have found equally good results. This is a remarkable effect, since these patients usually must be given more whiskey to tide them over, or strong depressant drugs such as paraldehyde or barbiturates, until they once more feel normal. An additional use of the drug was found in trials on morphine addicts, which showed that Mionesin or Talsarol did not relieve the craving for morphine, but did diminish the abstinence symptoms in these three patients. These abstinence symptoms may be mild, in that the individual may have only shaking of the hand or cramps of the intestine and muscle, yawning, slight fever, or slight sleeplessness, but they may be severe enough to cause the death of the addict. They are always sufficiently fearful so that the morphine addict will not voluntarily discontinue the drug of his own accord. This particular aspect of the problem is being studied further in Lexington, Kentucky, where the federal government has a narcotic farm for the study of cures for drug addicts. Another interesting use for Talsarol or Mionesin was found in connection with electric shock therapy, one of the established treatments for certain mental disorders. The drug did not alter the convulsions which accompany the treatment, but definitely shortened the period in which normal breathing stops during the treatment. Talsarol or Mionesin thus decreases the possibility of suffocation and renders shock treatment a safer procedure. Another study of Talsarol, an unknown chemical which became a useful drug through animal experiments, is expected not only to widen the usefulness of the compound, but to contribute to understanding of some of the conditions in which it is beneficial. Other chemicals with similar structure are also under investigation. In summary, then, this study of a new chemical by Dr. Una and Henneman, working on the cat and the dog, has led to the discovery of a valuable new drug which may decrease our need for more or larger mental hospitals. This is only one contribution of the cat and dog to a better life for man and animals. At present, House Bill 650 is before your state legislature. This bill provides that unwanted, impounded animals should be organized in a peacetime canine corps to fight disease. Please give it your complete support.